So, Nick, we've been talking about Flying Nun all week. When are we going to play a country song?
Well, I'm a little uneasy about that.
I'd swim through 100 waters if I had to.
Well, sorry, Patrick. I guess you'll just have to stay disappointed.
Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. My wife's going to throw us out of here soon, so I may be spending the week at your house.
I got to go home.
Yeah. So, Nick, tell our listeners, besides being an expert on Flying Nun and researching it all the time, what else do you do? Do you have a real job?
Or do I have a real job? Well, when I'm not listening to Flying Nun, I do work in public media.
Okay.
Managing the electronic web stuff that we do at WETA, which is Washington's public PBS station.
Very cool.
So check us out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have a local history blog we do called Boundary Stones, and you'll find a few articles about really cool gigs that happened in Washington. Guess who wrote those?
Oh, that's very so interesting. Check those out. If it was you.
Yeah. Just, you know. You can find interesting projects at any job. Uh-huh. So that's it. Live in the suburbs. Got a wife and daughter who's 13.
Very nice.
I'm trying to get her into the Flying Nun stuff.
Yeah.
What? She likes some of this new stuff that we're going to talk about.
Oh, cool.
Actually.
So it's good to
pass it on.
Yeah. You occasionally will slide stuff in when she's not looking.
You
got to do that. Yeah. When you got them captive in the car.
Right.
Okay. So it is rocking the suburbs. It is rocking the suburbs, folks, and if you're just catching up with us on Friday, you got to rewind the tape all the way back to the beginning and catch all this great work that we've done on Flying Nun, and I got to thank you, Nick, very, very much for your preparation to research and just inspiration to get this going. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I'm so glad we had the chance to do it, so thank you very much for that, and also for coming over to my basement, and your cigarette burned a hole in my carpet, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, we're smoking.
Look high quality.
Smoking and drinking coffee to try to stay up. This has been a lot of work. It's old school. Like, it's an old school newsroom down here.
Yeah, it's smoky.
Yeah, and you brought a typewriter, which is weird, but we had to take notes.
Take it everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the thing I've been looking forward to all week. This is going to be great. You're going to kind of catch us up on where Flying Nun is now that it's still a functioning, thriving label. So, let's go.
Cool.
I'm ready to learn.
All right. So Flying Nun is alive.
Yeah.
It did, in the 2000s, I want to say sort of the mid-2000s, it kind of just fell into oblivion. Roger Shepard had long since gone, and the label was pretty much defunct. I mean, obviously, its catalog was owned by other labels, and things were still getting released, some of the catalog. But around 2009, 2010, I believe, Shepard managed to get the rights to the name back, and the company sort of had a rebirth, which has been phenomenal. And they are putting out a lot of new music, and some of it's getting some notoriety in New Zealand and over here in this part of the hemisphere. And it's great because I think as we go through some of these, you'll hear you will definitely hear vestiges of the Dunedin sound in some of these bands. It's alive and well. And you also hear the sort of, in some cases, some of the artists, it's more the sensibility than the actual sound, but you will hear some things that are very different than the Dunedin sound as well. And I think that's great. I think the direction they're going in is really, for me, for someone who, holds this so dear, I'm glad to know that it's got its legs under it again. There's an interest in not just sort of plowing through the catalog, but branching out new directions and sort of getting a lot of new young artists out there.
Me too.
There is one big artist from New Zealand right now. Her name is Lord. We discussed whether we should talk about that or not. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everyone on the planet knows one New Zealand artist right now,
and that's her.
Right. Yeah. And it's a bit of a stretch, but there's something there.
Yeah.
There's a little New Zealand in all of that.
You can make a little case.
You can make a case. Mm-hmm. But these guys on Flying Nun, there's a better case to be made. But, be good for some other New Zealand bands to get out there and get known.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to kick it off, actually, ironically enough, with a band called the Courtneys, who are not from New Zealand.
They're not.
They are Canadian. They are from Vancouver.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's two strong female voices. It's sort of a power trio. They really capture the spirit of the New Zealand bands. They're a little bit of a shambles in their song. They're a little loose, but they're really catchy. They're kind of heartache and longing kind of songs. A lot of fun. These work great in the car with my daughter. She loves these songs. They're a lot of fun. So these guys just put on an album called Courtney's Two, and the drummer is the lead singer, which is always interesting.
That is
right?
always
you
interesting.
Know, other than Phil Collins, you know, it's not something that's been done all that much. No. But she pulls it off, these guys are a lot of fun. Their album, they named it after Led Zeppelin too. So, you can't go wrong with that. You know, they're right in there. So, I think, again, you'll hear some of the New Zealand sound. They are aware of the influences. They certainly have, talked a lot about, having the sort of background of 60s music, and I think you'll hear it in what we're going to play right now. So let's bring up Country Song, which is not a country song as far as I can tell.
So, yeah, I totally hear what you're saying.
Yeah, these guys are, there's a real groove to this.
Yeah.
It's very, very hooky, very poppy. But I also just feel like that sort of that guitar in the middle there when the vocals come out really reminds me of Point That Thing Somewhere Else by The Clean. It's
totally
got that sort of one open string and one play with that sort of, kind of drony thing going on.
It's
and then
like
it does
modal thing.
There's
where it
a
goes,
great
yeah.
drone at the end of the song, which is very, very Flying Nun. And these
cool.
guys are a lot of fun. Check them out.
Now, I think you suggested them to us at one point, right? On a show
probably,
earlier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's how they came across my radar.
Yeah. They're definitely worth a listen.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff.
Really cool.
So, all right, we'll move on to another one right now. I'm going to talk about Aldous Harding.
Aldous Harding.
So, okay. Aldous Harding is someone who's gotten a lot of great press, both in the States and in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. She is a New Zealand artist, unlike the Courtneys. To me, Aldous is, in the spirit of the sort of singular vision songwriter, her voice is, I don't know how to describe it. The range on her voice is incredible. There's this sort of low, there's this high chirping stuff, and there's these low gurgling things that happen in the course of one song. And, it reminds me of kind of a Verlaine's kind of, shift in tempo. There's a lot of shift in tempo. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't call it Dunedin sound. It's not jangly.
Right.
It's very sort of singer-songwritery, but it's intense. It's emotional stuff. And, give it a listen. I think some folks will, this voice might not work for everyone, but I think if you do get into it, it's pretty rich.
What are we going to hear?
I'm going to hear Imagining My Man.
When I was imagining my man. You're so nervous all of the time, living the classics.
Wow, that was different.
Yeah, it's I liked it. You're not going to put it in there with an early, Flying Nun record. Yeah. But, you know, she's an intense person, and I've listened to her in some interviews. She's really got a strong vision, and the music is very interesting.
It's hard to peg.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to peg.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, thinking that I really like the way they recorded those drums, where you could hear everything very clearly, no snare, just a little hi-hat. It was kind of neat. It was perfect accompaniment.
Yeah, just so check out some of her songs. I mean, there's a lot of range in her voice, and it's very quirky.
And she's got a 2017 album called Party that I see, and one a self-titled in 2016 that I'm seeing here. So, absolutely,
Flying Nun Records,
very cool. Would have never guessed that.
Yeah, right. So this one's a little bit closer. Next one I'm going to talk about a little bit closer to Flying Nun sound, but not all that much. So Phaser Days is the name of a project of a woman named Amelia Murray, who is another New Zealand, born in Auckland. She's your bedroom musician. She started as a teenager, started recording songs in her bedroom. You know, when we talk about DIY of the Tall Dwarfs with the four track, I mean, DIY now is what, a MacBook?
Yeah.
Garage, you know,
it is.
Whatever, a couple of instruments.
Yeah. Maybe an iPhone.
Yeah, right. So she got a little bit of notice in her first sort of DIY recording, and then got picked up by Flying Nun, and they formed, she picked up some musicians, and now they have a band and they're touring. I really like these songs. They do have a poppy song, a sound. They are guitar driven, and it's her sort of guitar sound. It's what I like about it is it's simplistic. It's not like, you know, virtuoso, whatever, but there's a good drone and a good chunk to it. I think she's really, really in line with the history of Flying Nun. And actually, ironically enough, she interned at Flying Nun.
Oh, no.
She spent some time, as an intern, cataloging the Chris Knox records or, you know, artwork or whatever.
Are they hiring?
God, I don't know.
It's a can't
imagine
buddy.
The salary is right. I know. It's never too late to be an intern, is it? Could always learn.
Right.
So check her out. She's great. She's a young, up and coming artist. She's got one song, and this is not the one I'm going to play. She does have a sort of hit on Spotify called Lucky Girl, which has gotten about 3 million listens.
Oh my gosh. That's definitely a streaming hit.
Yeah, it's a streaming hit, and it's a little bit out of character. It's a little poppier than what she does, but the one we're going to listen to here is Little Uneasy, which I think is more like a lot of her other songs.
Okay.
We get tired.
Wow, that was nice. Gauzy. It's cool.
It does. I think it has a little bit of that sort of chills fuzz to it. Yeah. There's some reverb in her voice, and the guitars are a little dirty. And
they are. You know, I like that.
But she's got a great voice, and I actually think I've heard her doing this song just without the rest of the band and unproduced in a live setting. It sounds great that way also.
That's very cool.
So she's an interesting artist. I think this album is really her first sort of full length produced by it's called Morningside. Mm-hmm. It's on Flying Nun Records. It's on Spotify. Check it out.
It is. That's the good thing about Flying Nun. They are on Spotify. Here's hoping Rogers negotiated a halfway decent royalty deal. Let's hope we didn't screw that up.
I don't know what's going on.
We're actually paying Spotify to have our music on there. Let's hope not.
Right. Excellent. So, all right. So we're going to transition again to another very different artist called Grayson Gilmore. Okay. Now, this, I will admit, is someone I'm just learning about right now.
Okay.
Although he was really put forward by Flying Nun when they started their second reincarnation. It's like, this is our guy. He's Flagship really going to sort of, he's, singer, songwriter, composer, kind of multi-talented, does a lot of instrumentation. Again, does a lot of the stuff himself, which is sort of a through point with all this.
Certainly a carry on from the legacy of Chris Knox and others, right?
Yeah.
Doing ourselves.
Sort of very singular vision. This is different. It's electronica. It's synth-based. Mm-hmm. I don't hear a lot of guitars, if there is any in there, but he is sort of carrying the flag for Flying Nun. I don't really think he's broken through all that much, but he got a lot of great reviews, some really interesting music, very different than the typical Flying Nun sound.
So we're going to hear something called 100 Waters. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open up. I can hear the march of a distant drum. Plays out of time with my heart. I wanna hear it louder. Call beckoning to my air. Unrecognized anywhere like this.
So that was cool. That was different. Do you think in some sense they were trying to say, hey, we're back and we're also, a little bit updated? Like, we're not putting out Dunedin Sound Records still?
I think
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. And, there is be surprising to us to hear probably, but there is a bit of a Dunedin Sound backlash in the New Zealand music scene. Mm-hmm. There is a bunch of young and up and coming bands that don't want to be associated with the old guard.
Yeah, I can understand.
Right. And there was even something that happened fairly recently. It was covered in the Otago Times. And what happened was,
you truly don't sleep.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I get my copy. It comes to my door every morning. But anyway, there was a big controversy in town because there was outside of the in the area where in Christchurch where the Flying Nun offices was, there was a street artist had painted a Chills logo on an electric box, and it looks a lot like one of the album covers we've seen. I don't remember which one, but some young and up and coming punk band, I believe they call themselves Coyote, came and defaced the Chills, and that was like a huge problem. And of course, it being 2018, they had a YouTube video of themselves. Yeah. They're in disguises, but they sort of wrote Coyote over it. And they're like, we're the new sound. So that is a thing.
That's kind of interesting.
And I think that that Flying Nun does want to be seen as a band that is that's putting out artists that are in the tradition, but also is sort of like is out there with the modern world and putting out young and up-and-coming artists that maybe have nothing to do with it.
Well, you know, I've always been suspicious of anybody who likes their parents' music, you know, to begin with. You got to worry about that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So there is something to that. Definitely. That's really cool. I like that. I thought it had some merits. Certainly, you know, the title was cool. It's from a record called Otherness, so I can kind of see, you know, where that vibe is going. That's pretty cool. That came out in 2017, according to Spotify here. So that was great.
Cool. Yeah. Check it out. Grayson Gilmore. Mm-hmm. So we're going to end up with a band that's definitely in the... Well, you tell me whether you hear the Flying Nun sound in this or not.
I will tell you this now. Of all the names here, the band names, this would probably be the one I would have gravitated toward first.
Okay,
which name looks the most interesting, I would have gone with this.
So these are the Wax Chattels.
Yeah,
okay.
A strange thing.
This band is as new as you get there. Their album is coming out at the end of May.
Okay.
A couple of singles have dropped.
Not even out yet.
They are from Auckland, which immediately puts them not in the Dunedin
That's
sound.
Right.
They're in the North Island. Northerners. But these guys, again, to sort of subvert the Flying Nun Dunedin sound thing, call themselves guitarless guitar music.
Interesting.
And what the lineup here is odd. There's a bass player. There's a drummer with just two drums, a very minimalist, like a one cymbal and two drums.
Yeah.
And a keyboard player. And the keyboard player does make guitar-like sounding things on his keyboards. Mm-hmm. But this is very punk. It's rhythmically complex. It's a little sinister. It's definitely hard-edged. You know, I wouldn't call it jangly, but it does move and it is fun. And I think I'm really intrigued by these guys to see what else they put out there. So we're going to hear Stay Disappointed.
Love it.
No one around it can help. We're all living alone. You say you're starving. No one offers a hand. Friends are standing in line. 2005. You're not glad.
I really like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
It's a lot less sunny, a lot less jangly.
Well, the note I was tapping to myself there was actually, it reminds me of a band I mentioned, I think Snapper, which was an early band with had a little electronic influence to it. Yeah, Peter Gutteridge, and really cool, man. Really
cool. These guys are exciting, and there's you can find on YouTube a clip of them playing this live. It's pretty raucous for a guy on, you know, a keyboardist and a bassist and a drummer. Yeah. It really sort of jams pretty hard.
That's cool.
for that minimal instrumentation. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that album. It's going to drop pretty soon, or album, whatever they call it these days. I like these guys a lot. The Wax Chattels.
That's very cool. I'm gonna make a playlist of that right now because I want to stay disappointed.
Hopefully you won't be disappointed by the rest of it.
So are you buying Flying Nun stuff now, kind of like as we have done here in the old days with our vinyl and CDs? Or are you mainly streaming stuff these days?
It's so hard. I miss the days of being able to. There was the excitement of going to a record store and finding one of these things in a bin.
Yeah.
you know, a Bird Dog or something like that, right. Homestead Records. No, I don't collect like that anymore. Yeah. I don't have the time or the money. I do say that I'm getting to an age where I'm wondering if I need to spend a lot of money to get some of these tracks as keepsakes, which is something that happens.
It does happen.
But for the most part, I'm in the streaming world. I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to stay current with new music, which streaming allows that to happen a little bit.
Yeah.
But I find that it's, it becomes very eclectic and very episodic. Like, I like this song, I like that, I've heard that, but I'm not getting deep into albums the way when these things came out in the 80s.
And that's, that to me, I'm really glad you said that, Nick, actually, because that's part of what my Flying Nun story was, that I had relationships with these albums.
Yeah.
And especially the compilations in a weird way where, you would drive around and listen to them or ones you made yourself and just you'd have those moments with those songs or certain things would take place. And, obviously it sounds like your wife and you were at a show. My wife and I went to see the Chills on a memorable occasion and have seen, Chris Knox. We went to see Chris Knox a couple times. Actually, once saw him at the Black Cat in D.C. Mm-hmm. on the little backstage in 1990 or 91, I believe, whenever he had his Yes solo album that came out. And that was really cool. We bought a T-shirt from him. It was a lot of fun. But part of that is, will these new Flying Nun bands be in America? Is that part of what Spotify has given us? But hopefully the Courtneys will be. I mean, they're just up north.
Yeah,
they might come to Jim's living room.
They have to, Phaser Days of she's playing at one of the Bonnaroo or one of the festivals. So she was recently in New York. So she's gotten around. Aldous Harding did a Tiny Desk concert. So these artists are getting some airplay in the sort of whatever we call airplay anymore.
America,
but
it's morphing.
It's a different relationship. It's exactly right. I really like some of these songs, some of these new artists. It's exciting.
This was great. I'm glad I have still these doing as a playlist.
Yeah. So there's some great stuff out there. They're also, if you're interested, Flying Nun has been re-releasing a lot of the classic stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you are sort of inclined to vinyl and you want to go that route, they're re-releasing a lot of albums that we have terrible versions of, right?
Yeah.
So I have a version of Hallelujah All the Way Home by the Verlaines that came out in Homestead Records. It's just in a plastic liner.
Yeah.
And it's not double gatefold, but the original one was double gatefold with all this great artwork. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get it now, you can, order it from overseas or wherever it comes from.
That's right.
Get it a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And you'll get a much better version.
Yeah. There you go. And it's easier to do that, I think, these days, obviously, than ever. And Discogs is a dangerous, dangerous place.
Go down the rabbit hole.
That's right. My monthly credit card statement can attest to that. Well, this is great, Nick. Now, are you on Spotify or, where you're listening to some of this new stuff? Would you mind if our listeners followed you there to see what you're playing?
Nick Scalera,
Nick Scalera on Spotify. I know a lot of people follow Jim. Some follow me, and they see how much Miles Davis and African music I listen to.
All right.
It's kind of
nothing wrong with that.
No. And, I go down some rabbit holes there. But it's kind of cool. I don't know about you, but I really like that little friend feed.
Yeah, it's one of the better sort of more unique aspects of it.
It is, right?
One of the things, as opposed to all the music killing things it's doing.
That's exactly right.
Especially for artists. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Which you can hear in Nick and I's other podcasts.
Yes.
Killing the music
hating
industry.
Spotify.
That's right. Yeah. But we are on Spotify, and you can find us there. So we encourage you to do that in a very Flying Nun move. Nick, from the bottom of my heart, thank you not only for coming over to my place, bringing all your stuff, and telling us all this great knowledge you have and passion and sharing that with us about Flying Nun, but thanks, just thanks for being a good friend of the show and a good friend overall. We really appreciate it, and this is the kind of thing that makes Rockin' the Suburbs really great for me and makes me endure having to sleep in the backyard because I stay down here too long listening every now and then. So thank you very much.
And I want to thank you guys too for putting out great content every day. And, you know, I'm glad to get a chance to do this. It's something I'm passionate about, and I hope that comes through, and I hope folks find something interesting and they get hooked on some of this music. And you know, what's great about Rock in the Suburbs, it is a community. I mean, I'm fans of Patrick and Jim. I'm fans of Bud Verge and Echo Park Jimmy, and I listen to their stuff too. So it's a great way to sort of share music, learn about new stuff and old stuff you hadn't heard about before.
It's cool. And thank you for just making that much better. I think this is a kind of a milestone week. We've cracked open the Flying Nun vault, and I think, you know, we're going to get, you know, we do periodically listener weeks, and I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of responses about this, because I have a feeling this is going to touch a lot of nerves with people in the same way that you and I.
Van Halen episode?
That's right. Well, no, it's not going to be on that level.
Oh, okay.
No. but it
Van
is.
Van Halen, Flying Nun, one and two.
Well, it's going to be there. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, again, yeah, thanks so much. And folks, if you want to follow Nick, you're also on Twitter at Nick Scalera. Is that right?
S-C-A-L-E-R-A.
Okay. And mention your local site that you do that has some cool DC area music stuff, because I know we have a bunch of people in the area.
Yeah. It's called, it's from WETA. It's called Boundary Stones. It's a blog about local DC history, and we cover a lot of sort of historic things that happened music wise. One thing that sticks in my mind is the double bill with the Who and Led Zeppelin at Meriwether Post, you were there. Yeah, you know?
It's the only time they ever played together.
Yeah, some amazing stuff. The time Prince played a free concert at Gallaudet University, which is, you know, right in the middle of the Purple Rain tour. So there's some great music history in there, and also great other history. We did something recently about the metro stations, where you can sort of see historical spots for all the metro stations, for those of you who toil away on the metro I do every day. Check it out.
That's awesome. There is one of the original DC boundary markers is in the town of Falls Church.
Excellent.
It's like where the original corner of the diamond was. And it's kind of in a shabby little playground. It's like
lot of them are that way.
It's weird.
Yeah, there's an effort to restore all of them, but some of them are very much in disrepair.
That's very cool. Well, great work with that, and great work with this Flying Nun, and keep watching those Tall Dwarfs videos at night so you can stay up and listen to more new
disturbed
artists. That's right. And tell us about it. And if you want to tell us about it, you know, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can visit our website, suburbspod.com, and this will be helpful for this week, because we'll have a rundown of all the songs we played and what albums they came from. And when I say we, our intern Sam does an amazing job putting that together. You can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at suburbspod. You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, and you can call the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. And I'm going to put the jingle in right here, because I like to put it in on Fridays.
Awesome.
Patrick, reminder to you, put the jingle in right here.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
And, you know, you're going to listen to the show every day. Every day. Thank you, Nick. What are we going to play out with? We're going to hear another thing from the Courtneys, right?
Yeah, we're going to hear another song from the Courtneys, Silver Velvet, which is another really, really fun rocking song that's just, you know, it's a little bubblegum pop, but in all the best sense of that term. So awesome. So enjoy that.
Nick Scalera, thank you very much, sir. I'm Patrick Foster. This is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Day is getting changed.
never too late to be an intern, is it? Could always learn. Right.